We had hoped to have Melendi and Gerard Sestier, who are Gabonese shamans, present today. However, the French government refused to allow them to leave France, and in their stead, their friend and the journalist, Jacques de Schryver, will present on both the use of iboga in Gabon and the political issues in France, which recently prohibited ibogaine. Thank you.
Hello, my friends. I'm glad to be here. I will start with the questions. Please raise your hands, those who have already taken iboga. So, half of you, a little more. I was surprised when I took some coffee with you and some cranberry juice. I was surprised that many had not taken iboga. I had a second surprise. For most of those who had taken iboga, many thought it was a drug addiction product going to cure people. So let me tell you, it is not only this. Because with my friend Sylvain, who is both a healer and a shaman, we took the iboga plant for awakening the mind. And I may prove it is a mind awakening plant. And how may I prove it? It is not a double binding study, which I did. But when I took iboga first, a lot of decisions in my life were pending. Now it's all done. When I took the iboga plant, I had an heritage. And now I am a millionaire. And this took 1 year time, and this may be a subjective proof, but even though being subjective, let me tell you that it was important in my life. So what I discovered, and partly through iboga, was that I had a gift at the stock exchange. And is iboga responsible for this? I just don't know. But there were several other events in my life. My hands, I am, let's say, a little tiny healer. But my hands became more powerful. When I put my hands on plants, the way they answer, I feel it much more. When I meet people, for example, in the train, I decided to go by train. Why? I just wanted to go by train from Strasbourg to here. And just before Berlin, the car was empty and came four punks. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was alone, and they talked to me, and I was rather corporate looking, I mean, compared to them. And so what we did was not fight, but just drinking together and singing together. So I will not repeat the German songs, but they are not for me, but we have been drinking together. So maybe the iboga plant will be you better than you used to be. And so you will not take iboga only if you are a drug addict, because I am a non-smoker and I am a non-addict. So this was my personal message to start this lecture. Be sure you will awaken your mind, you will better your mind, you will be more steady in your everyday life with the iboga plant. I play better chess. I play quick chess on the internet. I play 1 minute games. And when you not only play the clock, but when you really win in 1 minute, you may understand that your synthesis is better. So you are becoming more strategist than tactical. So now, first I will present the Iboga affair in France, which just looks like a plot. Then I will present the African ceremony, both in France with Malendi and in Africa in Gabon with Malendi. When I took the Iboga plant, it was awful for me because in Africa for 4 nights you sing and you dance and you stay awake for 4 nights. And I am a good sleeper. I sing awfully and I dance like a monkey. So believe me, I thought I should better run away. So why was I doing this? I don't know. Now I will go to Cameroon and I will be part of a 10-day ceremony. So maybe Iboga have been driving me mad because it was so terrible for me, and I will do it again anyway. So you may think that Iboga has some qualities. So after presenting the Iboga affair, we will go to Africa, and then we will see what the future will be, mainly in Germany, because in France it is now prohibited. So this lecture was prepared with the help of Gérard Sesquier, who is in France under examination. So Iboga prohibition will be 33 slides, French seminar 18 slides, the initiation in Africa 67 quick slides because we have no more time. We will have a look at the Iboga, which is a secret part of the ceremony. So why do I speak about secretive things? Only because the secret in an oral tradition is just like the devil. You don't share your knowledge. Here in Europe, we share our knowledge. So I will show you the Edica ceremony. Thank you. Oui, it's much better, thank you. And then we will conclude with the future of Iboga, which is not a small issue. So 2 persons died of Iboga intake, allegedly, from 2005 to 2006 in France. So the French government decided, allegedly, I will explain later, without intervention of any pharmaceutical company, to prohibit it. And this was done efficiently in a quick, careless, biased way. Here are the details. In France, the concept of innocence presumption has for long been slowing justice in different affairs. So it was thwarted by the intimate conviction of a judge in charge of the affair. So what is intimate conviction? It allows a judge to send someone to jail, waiting for a judgment that maybe will never come or will come lately. This is called preventive jail, and it may last several years. When this is done wrongly, the administration will apologize. So this is the proof I took in the Iboga plant. So French administration will act with sincerity, goodwill, and in good faith. And this is true. This is not just irony. Public interest will prevail, which is true also. And administration will not be responsible for its error, so you may guess that it will do. Consequently, it happens that justice representatives will behave like people overwhelmed by too much work. However, they will remain honest, even though detrimental. This is Malendi. And the bow here is a musical instrument, which we call the mogongo. So dialectic is defined as being the logic of appearance. If you are wrongly sent to preventive jail, administrative dialectic will protect its own irresponsibility by informing you that appearances were against you. So you are guilty of the fact that appearances were against you. If you come to France, you have to know this. This repetitive motto is a basic principle, I insist, the basic principle of the fact that if administration is not guilty, then you are. We had kings in France. You had kings. We had kings in France. So now the king is the administration. So we will see how this applied to the Iboga case. So, just a parenthesis, this is my friend Francis, and when he came to my flat, I am a well-known good guy in my flat. So he was smoking pot, drinking a lot of alcohols, and he was playing with my sacred balls from the Himalayan mountains, ding, 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 all the night through, and sometimes he was opening the window, and sorry I do it, and he was shouting, "Bongo!" So now, maybe I will move to another flat in Germany. I was in France. This is to let you understand why maybe Iboga will be moving to Germany. So, when he went back to his home, I paid him a first-class ticket. And anyway, he was taken out to check if he had not pot on him. So you see, even in first class, he's in danger in France. So, Gérard Sestier created the first French Iboga website in 1985. He created the Meyaya Association, Meyaya means rebirth, in 2000 in order to fight drug, alcohol, overeating, and smoking addictions. Meyaya treated around 700 persons. These are the exact figures, because if any tax officer is present, he may check. Through normal Iboga seminars, detailed letter, and specialized drug and alcohol seminars. I have some documents which you may copy, but they will not be here. Meyaya mainly used Malendi, his real name is Herman Zamba Busugu, and Jeanne Sestier, that is Gérard's wife, services to lead the Iboga seminars. This is Jeanne, she's from Cameroon. So, Jerry's death. Mid-July of last year, Jerry tried to attend the Meyaya seminar for drug addicts. He was sent by his psychiatrist, and he was refused for he was not on the seminar list, and he had taken drugs recently, a lot of drugs. His behavior was aggressive, and he threatened the organizers with a knife for not letting him in. He nevertheless stayed out of the seminar and took breakfast the next day with the Gangas in the morning. You know, the Gangas are, we say, kind of both people who are able to lead a seminar. I am in Ganga, a little Ganga. Then he collapsed and was taken care of by Francis. You have seen the photo of Francis. And Francis Mounier gave him the first care, put him on his side, expelled part of the vomit, then gave mouth to mouth. So he's a great guy, you see. Jerry could not breathe because he was throwing up. The firemen were called. They pushed Francis aside. Francis was doing the right things, and the firemen did not, and asked him to leave. They put the breathing machine, but apparently did not clean the vomit. 2 hours later, Jerry was dead. He was smothered by his own vomit. So the autopsy showed Jerry had taken methadone and Valium and many other things. He had managed to get some Iboga too. We don't know how he did it, but he did it. You know, drug addicts are very clever sometimes. So between 2 and 3 coffee spoons. At the autopsy moment, the Iboga was still in his stomach. It was not digested. But you know, there was a post-mortem effect. So after the post-mortem digestion, the dose was 1/12 of the lethal dose, and this was 8 hours after his death. The autopsy report concluded Jerry died from Iboga intake. The judge and the procureur de la République, this is the general attorney, confirmed it was their intimate conviction. So no mention was issued about the part of Valium and methadone in Jerry's death. No, nothing was mentioned about the part played by the firemen. The process of prohibiting iboga was on. 6 months later, the police and TV teams intruded at the end of a normal iboga seminar, end of January of this year, at the Chateau d'Olivier in Ardèche. They arrested Malendi, who was leading the seminar, and provided iboga. Gérard Sestier, who was the organizer, and his wife, Jeanne. They were put in preventive jail for endangering people's life. The attendees, Gengas and assistants, were interviewed by the police, but remained free. So this is the Chateau d'Olivier. This is Gérard Sestier. Gérard Sestier is a special guy who did everything in his life, even selling diamonds, and he has an IQ of at least 160. Malendi again. The same night, Gérard and his wife Jeanne were freed thanks to their lawyer, who was an old friend and who came from Paris to La Voulte in a hurry. That is about 600 kilometers away. They today remain accused of endangering other people's life. They may not leave the French territory, and the trial and judgment will take place one day or never. This is very clear, one day or never. If it is never, the justice will apologize. Malendi remained in preventive jail for 37 days. He is accused of illegal exercise of medicine and of illegal exercise of chemist's shop, exercice illegal, de la pharmacie. He may not leave the French territory, and he has no money, of course. But he has a gift to his woman, so I know what he's doing. The trial and judgment will take place one day or never. So, Malendi was not present in France when Jerry died, because Gérard was curing the drug addicts by himself on special seminars. Iboga was by then authorized. The seminars were legal, and he, however, stayed in jail for 37 days. In March this year, I decided to pay for the lawyer's fee of Gérard Sestier. We chose a star, an ancient general secretary of the magistrature. 3 days later, Malendi was freed from jail. I had phoned his wife, Jackie, in Gabon, to tell her that things would be speeding up. However, correlation is not causality, and maybe Malendi would have been freed anyway. Malendi had been attributed a free lawyer, what we call commis d'office in France. He had refused because the lawyer was not black. We may suppose this case was biased from start because Jerry did not die from iboga and Malendi was in Gabon at that time. The French gendarmerie intruded the iboga seminar with a TV team and cameras. It was forecast at French news at 8 p.m. So this year is a poll year because the new president had to be elected in May, now it is, and iboga was accused of favoring a sect attitude since the Association Savoir d'Afrique was becoming famous and receiving funds and gifts from different people which had been cured with African plants. So, beautiful me. Iboga effects, maybe. So, French seminars take place during 3 days. It begins with a self-presentation where everyone talks about his goals and motivation. Most people here had a real hard life with histories of rape, drugs, unwanted homosexuality, violence, suicide attempts. For a group of 50 persons, it will last 2 to 3 hours. People talk freely and the group begins to be a real group. First night, attendees take from 5 to 12 spoons of iboga. The Ganga, who is leading the ceremony, is accompanied by his assistants. They will dance and play music all night. Not for me, but not for you if you try. Maybe you will like it. The ceremony will begin at midnight or around Gabonese time and will end at dawn as soon as the sun will appear. Iboga is given with spoons. It's a bitter powder from the bark of the root of the iboga shrub. Around, well, this size. After the third or fourth spoon, people begin to feel the iboga effects, that they will also begin to throw up, and this until the morning. The music will be helping them like a guide rope. They will keep it in their mind all their life through. Under iboga, it looks like millions of locusts are wildly dancing inside your head. So some attendees will get out of their hinges, I mean becoming mad, and go on shouting, becoming hectic and reviving violent scenes from their past. I saw this and I may testify the assistants do have sometimes a real hard time and they have to act efficiently and with calm, for one crisis in one person will raise crises in other persons too. But sometimes it is a very, very good catharsis. People who are blocked, they get freed at once. So when several people do it at the same time, you have to be ready. So most of the time, the crises are beneficial. Subjectively, the night will be very, very long, and some attendees will give up, afraid that the second night might be the same or even worse. Sorry. So the question is this before, after? I will not answer. So this is during the iboga ceremony. This is my friend Sylvain with the healer. The Mabundis are the women in the ceremony. So second day when the sun rises, attendees go back to their room with the help of the assistants because they have difficulties to walk and they will try to sleep. And the effect of the iboga will last for 3-4 more hours. The second night, well, around 3 p.m., a new meeting takes place and everyone will detail his experience. And this will raise great moment of emotions. The second night will be like the first, except that now things will be much, much easier. The first night was the little death. The second is the rebirth, meyaya. The iboga is this time mixed with one. The third night will be mere dancing and chanting with only 2 spoons of iboga. And during the 3 days, you have to give your car's key, which are locked. Attendees leave the fourth day before noon. So I went to Gabon for a month and attended the great ceremony where the edica preparation will be served. It is like a combustive agent. It will add its strength to the iboga transformational power. So the ceremony takes place in the bush, so 4 nights without sleep. So here we are in the wild, near Libreville. It is the rain season, and this is my tent. And first we are cleaned, we are nude, and we are washed and rubbed with kaolin, like in France. We are cleaned with water and herbs. So we are beautiful, aren't we? So beautiful me again. I'm the first on the left. So, yeah, I'm still asking myself. So the edica corresponds to a secretary type. It is put inside a rooster, which is killed in a specific way. And it will stay in a rudimentary oven for 24 hours. During the quest for herbs, one of the black assistants mistook one plant for another, and the Ganga had to berate him. This one is deadly, so it was taken out. I'm glad he noticed. Oh, poor rooster. And these are the secret photos of the edica ceremony. I should not show them, but in the Western world, we don't like secret. and like we're a political man. There are two roosters because there is one ceremony for the women and one for the men. So Edeka is supposed to be the topmost experience, but the result depends according to people. So my friend Sylvain had an ecstatic experience. I was just a poor pupil. This is not the ecstatic experience. This is after. I apologize. So, traditionally in Gabon and in Africa, little quantities of iboga were used to increase the hunter perceptions, hearing and smell. It was a sexual stimulant too. And in Gabon, it is used in the adolescence to man ritual ceremonies. And under the influence of iboga, the candidate had to go in the forest, walk, run, and perform different specific tasks. He was bullied, suffered bad treatment, been dragged in the mud, and so on. And then after this, he was part of the village men. So, how? 15 minutes more? Thank you. Anyway, I have... You will get nearly everything here, so you may take one each. So if I am too much talkative, you will have the details. So here are some words and aspects of iboga. So we have the Disumba, which is a passage rite in the Bwiti Fang region based upon ancestor cult. And Misoko cult is a healing Bwiti. You have several Bwiti. Iboga will prepare the Misoko Nganga, which is a priest, for the consultation of which plant which will cure which disease. So he's inspired by the spirits. So Bwiti means liberation. A Benzi is the one who got out of the egg after the initiation. So at first I was a Benzi in France. Le corps de garde, guards room, is a shelter where the ceremony will take place. Disumba is the ancestor mother. In the Mitsogo, this is south of the Mitsoko Bwiti, which is the healing Bwiti. And Edeka is a protection at the exit from initiation. It is said to have many other qualities. And the Fang Bwiti is north, and it is a syncretic approach where Christianity becomes part of the ritual in order to avoid the Bwiti prohibition by the white. So you had the Christ and Mary, and it was Bwiti anyway. So iboga means that which heals, that is the iboga plant. Kembo is the name of the spirits who guide the Benzi. This is the nickname that you will be given after your initiation. And my name was Mbilu, which means eagle, he who can see in the future. I was very happy because I was afraid it would be lazy slug. So when they give you your nickname, it is supposed to be something important for your future. It is your symbol, your totem, should I say. So the Fang Bwiti was a syncretic approach. Mabundi is the initiation for women. So a woman who was initiated is called a Mabundi. And Maganga is that which allow your renewal or rebirth, that is Mayaya. Misoko means the eyes. Mitsogo are a population from South Gabon. Motimbo is the ritual language of the Bwiti. And just like English in this country. And the Ganga is a healer. He has a gift and he's in charge. And after this, you have the Ngonze ritual ceremony. So you may oppose Disumba, which is an initiatic rite of the Mitsogo, so south, to the Misoko, where the healing rite is much more important. You will avoid the ndibwiti because it incorporates murder, cannibalism, human sacrifices. It was still practiced in the 90s in Gabon, near Libreville, as from a police inquiry. So the Fang are from the north. They will accept women. Mitsugo is from south. Now they accept women, but they used not to accept women. The use of iboga is said to have been originated from the Pygmies, at least 2,000 years ago. So archaeologists found iboga remains on charcoals from campfires. So now we will make a quick tour into Africa. So I went with Malendi for 14 days in a very, very bad car. We have been eating this eagle. It's very hard to swallow. So this is Africa, have a look here. These big trucks are carrying wood. So this is Africa. Very little roads, and most of this Gabon is without any roads, so you may be lost very easily. So this is what we did here. And we met the Pygmies. I am the giant in the middle, and I am really of average size. Magic. This man had a phlebitis. He did not know. So I told him he had a phlebitis that might have killed him. And I asked his friends, his blood is becoming like one, and we need a plant that will make his blood like water. So they just said, hey, just here. And I told him he had to take just like this plant, just like tea, for around 1 year. And I explained what they had to do and not to do. So but they knew the plant, but they did not know the disease. This was impressive for me. And they have no money to go to the hospital. A little pygmy. This is what we call an oxymoron. So after this, these are normal kids in normal towns. Malendi again. And this is what you have if you want to take a train, because the big bridge had collapsed. So how long would it take? We did not know. Maybe 1 year or two. So we had to put the car on the train. And if you want to know when it will start, you have a look here and you know. Yeah. And this is exactly what happened. So my girlfriend Mireille was waiting, and we were waiting. And so to do 300 kilometers, it took 24 hours. So now, what will be the future of iboga in France? There will be no more seminars in France. Two solutions will appear. First is Germany, which welcomes herbalists and healers, and social insurances and national health security will work, and they will pay if you go to see a healer rather than a medical doctor. So it is a very, very welcoming country. And a second solution might be the use of methoxycoronaridine. I'm not sure yet, but it might be a solution. It is an iboga metabolite, which is not forbidden. It is less toxic and has the same effects with an X, sorry. And will we keep the ritual? The ritual is like a guide rope. So will we keep the African ritual? We just don't know, because this iboga was forbidden. It was because the iboga was supposed to become a sect. So the French government was fighting apparently the sect attitude before fighting the boga plant. This is very important if we want that coronaridin will take the place of iboga. I'm not sure. It's just an idea. So the merit of the African ceremony is the use of the metaphor of a boat and that of the death and rebirth. And the chanting is very important too, and the African ritual lets you know you are in a very special place at a very special time and you will never forget it. So we should have maybe to replace it if we used coronaridin in France. So people who do not believe in psychoanalysis, people who would ban Freud, would have to attend an iboga seminar. I was part of the Zengangas in December. I may tell you, we see things that you would never have thought of before. So repressed memories are gushing out, and people are breaking a lot of things that were tying them up. So by now, people who wish to attend iboga seminars may come to Gabon or to Cameroon. And we are organizing, so I give you here, and you have it in the CD, the phone numbers and the email of Tatayo in Gabon and Malendi, I don't know his email by now. They may go to Cameroon for 10-day ceremony. In Africa, in Gabon, it is 4-day ceremony. Gérard Sestier's wife is a certified healer, and the flight ticket may be cheap sometimes. So we have seen that iboga's prohibition was due to two main reasons. It cures when methadone and Subutex only treat pharmaceutical groups, so don't like unpatentable molecules. Second, there is a sex threat when people begin to give a lot of money to associations like Savoir d'Afrique. So iboga supposedly killed twice in 2 years, one of these accusations being biased. Alcohol officially kills over 10,000 people in France every year, and medical misdiagnosis officially kills 25,000 persons in France every year. So maybe we have a wild card with this methoxycoronaridin. We'll see. And I hope you will come to Africa or to Germany. And maybe you'd better go to Africa for what you will feel there. So I hope you will go. Thank you.